You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Colby College is a private liberal arts college located in southern Maine. You can take classes in art history, chemistry, music, all the staples. And now the school is adding artificial intelligence to the list. Colby is among the first liberal arts colleges to create an artificial intelligence institute to teach students about AI and machine learning through the lenses of subjects like history, gender studies, and biology. This, of course, comes as the world is grappling with ethics and AI and how to build a moral foundation into algorithms. David Green is the president of Colby College. He says eventually he'd like every student to study artificial intelligence in order to graduate.
I think there's going to be a period in the not too distant future where this is absolutely ubiquitous in higher education, and the way it's become ubiquitous in our lives because of the way that it is shaping all of our interactions, whether we're online or the way that we're gathering information today, or the way that companies are actually marketing to us on a daily basis. If you're an English scholar or you're in sociology, you're interested in immigration patterns around the world, you're probably going to be using machine learning to really look at those in a deep way. If you're interested in being able to look at textual analysis across millions of volumes, you're going to need machine learning to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to get out ahead of this because in 10 years, my sense is if you are not in AI in a big way for most colleges and universities, it's going to be very hard to be relevant.
Is this in some ways about improving outcomes, producing graduates who are really prepared for the job market that is happening right now?
There's no doubt about it. I think that if you look 10 or 20 years from now, it's not going to be a plus factor. It's going to be an absolute expectation. So for us to build that capacity now is essential in all of this.
I just want to follow up on that idea that you're producing students who can lead AI instead of be led by AI. Like, what problems do you think these future cohorts can help tackle that traditionally trained computer scientists or even ethicists can't so far?
Yeah, I think that's, you've said it beautifully. I think that we need to have a whole cohort of students from different backgrounds and experiences who are really leading AI and not being led by it. So one of the beauties of people who are trained in the liberal arts is that they really understand how to come at a problem from multiple different angles. They understand history in context. They understand how things play out over time and not just the near-term impact of something, but what happens over a longer period. How do you look at that impact and understand and predict what might happen if you actually make this decision versus that decision? And right now, because things are so narrow, we're missing much of that. And I think the more that we have people who are coming from liberal arts backgrounds, who are really raising the kind of questions that will ultimately shape AI in more positive ways, the better off we'll be.
David Green is the president of Colby College. The school received a $30 million gift from a former student to set up its new institute. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.